Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 10th, 2009, Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Small Business Training Call. We host this special training the second Monday of every month, and it's designed to assist our Moore Success Team associates that are working the small business marketplace. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our MoreSuccessTeam.com website. Now to introduce tonight's special Moore Success Team small business trainer and his guest, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to an original Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and the leader of our Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to have a great call tonight. Both calls are going to be super great. I know that the Mr. Gentleman's going to be on next. He's an executive director. He's the trainer in Oklahoma for the small business. Come in with a fantastic day today. Just a whole handful of apps made me feel good. Send him right to those apps, Randy. You know, we got a lot of good things going on in prepaid. This is a wonderful year. It's a wonderful time. You know, as you and I know, we got a lot of good things going on in our own special team. The last week or two, something that we've been working in a long time. But anyhow, tonight, Randy, I want to introduce you not only an executive director, not only a trainer, but a good friend and a good Christian gentleman, none other than my friend, Mr. Bob Griffin.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate that, and thank you for the opportunity to not only be on this call, but to host these calls the second Monday of each month and to share with the team, and that's where Mr. Moore and I got this thing started some time ago.
I think we need to mute somebody out. We got something in the background there. Well, Bob, thank you for being on. I'll get off and let you do the talking.
All right. I've had an opportunity to be out with the team, and that was our goal as Mr. Moore and I sat down some almost 2 years ago now, well over a year and a half anyway. As you have been on these calls and heard my story, the opportunity to join the Moore Success Team actually arose through a conversation with Mr. Moore and I. As an employee of Prepaid Legal, working upstairs on the executive director lines, the marketing support lines, and then eventually as small business coordinator, Mr. Moore began to see the opportunities and obviously the commissions and all of the things that go with the small business marketplace, the retention the highest, the commissions the highest, and all of that in place. By his own admission, Mr. Moore realized that perhaps the Moore Success Team was not placing enough emphasis on the small business marketplace, inviting me and giving me the opportunity to come out and join the team, and thus not just work on, you know, personal numbers or things of that nature, but to try to create and generate interest throughout the small business marketplace and throughout the Moore Success Team. We're going to talk about some things on the training side of things here in the latter half of this call. However, right now I'm very excited to turn the call over. As you know, and you've seen the flyers, you've seen the emails. Of course, you know that the last group training that was held in July here in Oklahoma at the home office, the Liberty Training Center, Ms. Marilyn Thompson announced her retirement, and we certainly were there to bid her the best as she goes into her retirement and time with her family, and we certainly wish the best for her. And Marilyn's been a very instrumental part of this business for many years. We know that those things come around. Well, we're very excited also that the August training and the August AKP will be conducted this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And a special guest by invitation of the home office through Keith Davis and Mr. Stonecipher and all of the powers that be has agreed to join us here tonight on the call. And I'd like to turn the call over now to a young lady who is voted trainer of the year. She also serves as a small business trainer. She is consistently top in group sales and consistently one of the top producers in new groups open. And I'd like to welcome and turn over the call to Melissa Wilder. Melissa?
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you, Mr. Moore, for having me on your call. It's an honor to be able to speak to your team. I'm really excited about coming into our home office. this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's an honor. I'm overwhelmed with the excitement, but at the same time, I'm nervous. Coming into our home office is not like training in the field. And also to be able to, you know, to have that corporate experience with the associates that come to join me, there's just nothing like it. And, of course, group school is going to be Thursday and Friday, and then our APT is going to be on Saturday. I'm excited also to be able to say, Bob, that we're going to roll out a new PowerPoint. Group marketing has changed. We are really starting to become a valued service in these companies that we're talking to today, and we need to start with three. So we're going to have some PowerPoints that I'm going to roll out. At our home office, and we have a new manual that we're going to be using as well. And we've developed something called Getting Started Right in Group. It kind of parallels the Getting Started Right book that we have for new associates coming in, but this is going to be for new associates that are interested in getting involved in group and understanding how to track their business, where to get started, and those types of things. So that Getting Started Right in Group booklet that we're going to use is really going to give foundation to these new group people. And it also has a portion in it, which I'm sure you'll appreciate, Bob, that talks about, after we talk about the group side, talking about the small business side as well. Because, you know, if we walk away from small business without talking to them about our small business plans, we're leaving money on the table. And associates really need to understand that these two divisions, the group market and the small business market, really are parallel, and they're working very well together for associates in the market today. The markets are growing tremendously. Even myself and my husband, Eddie Peters, our business is up 35% this year over last year in group marketing. And I really don't think so much as we're working more hours. I just really strongly believe that the people are starting to understand. They're understanding that when times get tough, people get mistreated. The objections that we had before about coming into the group market now is a plus for us. Those employers who are saying, you know, my employees are minimum wage, I don't think that they'd participate in something where they'd have to pay additional cost. Those are the companies that we're sitting with and letting them know your employees who are minimum wage are the ones that really, with the economy going on today, are the ones that are mistreated because people can get away with it. And you know, there's two legal systems, if you will, in the world today. There's prepaid legal and the traditional postpaid legal. And ours are a few cents a day, and the regular legal system's a couple hundred dollars an hour. So which one can they afford? And people are really starting to understand the tremendous value that we have to offer. And something else that's very exciting today is the professionals market. We are really attracting a lot of professionals into our business on the business opportunity side, whether it's business owners themselves, but more importantly, those insurance agents. And I'm going to talk about that in the group school, and I'm going to mention it in APT as well, where, you know, we really need to learn just a little bit of a different language to talk to these people and bring them into our business and sit with them and show them true value of how we can tap into their existing client base and create more income for them with their existing client base, but more importantly for us as associates, attract new members as prepaid legal members. So I hope that I get a chance to visit with some of you there and share some of the ideas that we're using in our markets and in our own personal business that's really helping us grow in the group and the small business division. Our whole philosophy when we get up in the morning and we're going out and we're doing group in small businesses, we want to make new friends. We're out there and we're just sharing the information with people, we're just visiting with people, and educating them these services exist because I really believe that if they just thoroughly understood what prepaid legal meant, they would have had it a long time ago. So, you know, if you want to take part in these divisions, it really can be just as simple as getting up, getting out there, and just sharing the information and allow people to make an informed decision on how to protect their family's legal rights and identities. And if I could leave you with anything else, it would be to also brand yourself. You know, Bob, what I'm finding today is our phone is ringing more today than we dial out. And it's not because we have any special power or magic or anything like that. It's just that, you know, we're out there every day branding ourselves. We wear prepaid legal shirts because, you know, we don't have a storefront, and we're not secret agent associates. You know, people are not going to walk up to us and ask us, you know, hey, are you in prepaid legal? You know, we have to advertise ourselves. So we wear our prepaid legal shirts, or we wear our prepaid legal lady justice. We wear our name tags. We have magnets on our vehicles. And, you know, people are starting to understand, hey, that lady of justice is a prepaid legal. So, you know, we're going to talk about that as well in my trainings on branding yourselves and participating in professional organizations. So those organizations will allow you to be a warm market in there for prepaid legal and allow you to grow a whole lot quicker. So I just look forward to hopefully getting to meet a few of you while I'm out there and having your support. I love making new friends in prepaid legal, and I hope I get to make you one of my new friends.
Well, Melissa, I certainly appreciate you being on the call this evening, and we're excited. And obviously, I join in with your excitement on being here. And anything, as I've stated in our pre-call, anything that we can do, and I know I speak for Mr. Moore, both Mr. Moores on this call, Randy and Ken, that anything we can do to make your stay here more comfortable, feel free to let us know. And we're here for you. We're excited about all of the things that you mentioned there. All the Marilyn Thompson herself would tell. I've always heard her say this. She would, if she was on this call, she would tell everyone that you need to go to as many trainings as possible. Mr. Stonecipher states the very same thing. And Marilyn, I've heard her say it dozens of times. You need to go to different trainers because you always get something different. So I know that we all join in the excitement, and now that you're talking about a new PowerPoint and a new training manual, then obviously the excitement level should be out the roof. So, again, thanks for being on the call tonight. Appreciate you joining in. And, again, Melissa will be doing group training this Thursday and Friday at the home office. Thursday evening from 4 to 9, we will follow that with a small business training. And then the advanced product training will kick off Saturday. Melissa, the time on that training Saturday morning, by the way?
Saturday is from 10 to 2.
Saturday.
And, 10 to 10. Yes, sir, and I'm working with Mr. Eddie Sturgis, the RVP. He's going to be assisting me, as well as we're going to have one of the attorneys from the law firm coming in and talking to us about Title I issues and debt collection and how we're helping with debt collection today in our economy. So it's going to be a really good training.
Anytime we have the provider law firms present, it's extremely enlightening, and I would encourage everyone on this call to get your teams together and get registered. Goodness gracious, an associate can come to the home office, get a tour of the home office, get a Friday in group school, get a lunch buffet meal, get a tour of the home office, and quite often a speech from Mr. Moore, and also, when available, Mr. Stonecipher joins in, and man, by the time they get out of here Thursday and Friday and the APT Saturday, they should be on fire to go out and really hit the streets running with a business. And again, Melissa, thank you very much for joining the call, and I'll let you go here this evening.
Melissa, this is Ken Moore. I want to say thank you very, very much. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the office. You know, we have a board meeting tomorrow, both cash and prepaid service board. I'll be fortunate enough to say in both those, and I'm sure we'll be saying a few things about you coming in, and we're trying to spread the word here in Oklahoma for you. So thanks for being on the call tonight, and we're looking forward to seeing you Thursday.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. I appreciate it.
You have a safe trip this way, and we're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
To those of you on the call here this evening, I just want to kind of sum that up. Some of the things that Melissa talked about, I can't mention enough. The requirements, the investments that you want to make in your business. Something that I open up my small business trainings with each Thursday evening that I have those. We're having that one this Thursday evening, of course, from 4 to 9 following Melissa's group school. One of the things that I always mention, I try to just to show this concept, and I use that word, everyone in the room that is with, you know, their eyes are looking forward and they're looking at me. And I ask them to just picture this concept, and I would ask you on the call here tonight to do the very same thing, that no one from Prepaid Legal and Bob Griffin himself did not come to you and sell you this class. No one walked into your office or to your home office or to your automobile or approached you on the street and sold you on being at this class. You haven't been sold on being here. You were aware that there's something here. You were aware that there was information. You were aware that there was going to be a sharing of tools and something that would possibly improve your business. Your business as a prepaid legal associate. As a prepaid legal associate, you are a small business owner. You're self-employed. You have a home-based business. So I always ask them to just turn around and look at themselves as a small business owner because you are, as a prepaid legal associate. And again, you weren't sold anything to be here tonight in this particular class. You weren't sold to be on this call. But I look at them in that class, and I always get an agreement that yet you made an investment in your business. You chose to spend $99 if this is your first class and your first certification. You chose to spend $59 if you're doing a retake. And you're doing that as an investment in your prepaid legal business. And what you're looking for is some help. You're strictly going to, when you go to group school with Melissa here this weekend or any group school around the country, you're going there, investing in your business, looking for something to improve your bottom line. So when we talk to the small business owner, when we walk up to the door, when we walk down the sidewalk, they are truly, in today's economy, standing there, looking, waiting, wondering, hoping for someone to walk in with the solutions that we offer. Now, granted, they don't want to be sold, just like you don't want to be sold. You want to be helped, but you don't want to be sold. They don't want to be sold, but they will accept some help. Who doesn't want to be helped? I also, in my classes, use the an example that I've used many times. I always get some chuckles out of it, but I kind of role play it a little bit. But I come bopping down the front of the desk there, and down the aisles, and down the walkways, toting a briefcase. And I ask you to just envision yourself on the side of the road, and I'll usually pick one of the ladies in the classroom. But I just want you to see this scenario. If you are on the side of the road with a flat tire and it's raining, and you see me drive by, so that scenario, envision this, you're broke down, you're the business owner, your business is breaking down, and you're in trouble, and it's raining, and things are flat. That's the example I want you to make. And all of a sudden, Bob comes driving by or walking by. And in my toolbox, continue to see the scenarios, in my kit of tools that I have with me is a jack and a lug wrench and all of the things that is needed, basically, to solve your problem. As I drive by, you see me hit my brakes. You see me go up, turn around. You see me come back. And you're so happy that somebody's willing to help because you have a problem, and hopefully I can provide a solution and some help. But how disappointed would you be if I got out of the car, it's pouring down rain, your hair's flat, your clothes are soaking wet, and I come up toting a briefcase with a slick line and a fast pitch approach, and I begin to try to sell you a jack and a lug wrench. Right back to my original point. You were looking for some help. You were hoping I was coming to help you. But if I come up with a, boy, have I got a deal for you, you know, if you buy this lug wrench, if you buy this jack, then all your problems are going to be solved. Not the scenario that we want to envision when we walk into the small business owner. They are broke down. They are on the side of the road. Things are flat, and they are looking for help. So what we want to do, picture the scenario again, is how would you want to be treated if you were that lady on the side of the road with the flat tire? You would be willing to accept my help, and if I had the various tools to provide you with a solution, and if I could simply show you how they work, and the end result is the spare's on and you're able to go back to business now. You're able to go back down the road. You're able to reach your destination. And I have created a relationship, introduced myself, showed you what I have, showed you how to use it, and showed you the end result. Then I think that we would have a better relationship. And not only that, I think that if I were to ask you if you know anybody else that could use my help, in regards to referrals, then I think that we would get along a whole lot better. My business would be better, and your business would be better. Another thing that we talk about in the classroom quite often is the old, and I even saw a guy jot this down in his notes. I've never used this terminology, but he wrote down, that's why going to trainings is, although I'm in the front of the room and I'm the trainer, I learn from the interaction of the class. And that's why you need to go to, as Mr. Stonecipher always states, you need to go to as many trainings as you possibly can. The interaction between people in a classroom, I learn something every time I have a class. A gentleman one night, I just simply had a slide on my PowerPoint presentation, and I referred to sitting in the barber's chair. Well, this gentleman wrote down barber shop approach. And that made sense to me. Nick Serba always talks about in his presentations, and we all as trainers use this, basically, you do not have to take that briefcase. You do not have to get up in the morning and go out to sell a small business plan. You simply sell a small business plan while you are out. So you work it into your life. You don't have to work your life around your job. You simply work this into because you interact with small business owners every day. Obviously, the ladies go to the beauty shops. The men go to the barber shops. And I always ask the class, what is going on? What is happening while you're in the chair? Because a lot of my training is, although we have, our small business manual has actual written presentations, I prefer to use the word conversation, building a relationship, rather than a canned presentation, which to me sounds a little bit more like a sales pitch. And if you're busy giving me a sales pitch, I never really get to tell you what my problems are. So how can you provide the solution? But the barbershop approach, as that gentleman made in his notes that night, I picked that up. But here is the classic scenario. You sit down in the barber's chair, he's cutting your hair, or she, and the conversation ensues. It doesn't take very long at all. It's the Dave Civilla approach. It's nothing new. You simply compliment them. You tell people that you get compliments everywhere you go. You edify them. You build them up. You tell people you get compliments on your hair, and you really appreciate them keeping you looking nice and all of those things that you do to compliment people. Compliment them on the shop and the surroundings. As long as you're talking about what they do, that's their favorite subject. And it doesn't take long. As soon as you give them an opening, if they don't already know, as Melissa talked about, if you're not branding yourself and you don't have your prepaid legal shirt on, then they're going to ask you what you do and where you work. That is the next thing they're going to ask. Because if you started it with what you do and your business and their favorite subject, which is themselves, as soon as you give them an opening, they're going to ask you what you do too. And you're simply going to be able to tell them, we help small business owners just like you on a daily basis. We help the plumber and the electrician and the person with the home-based business, and we help the self-employed person. We also have benefits. And so you would just begin your spiel there, and this is what we do. And always have a couple of stories. Have a small business owner testimonial story with you. And here's what we did for this guy. Now, some of you right now are thinking, well, he's working on selling the barber a membership. No, I'm not selling the barber anything. I'm simply having a conversation. I know what he does for a living, or she, and I want them to know what I do. Because here's the picture, the big picture. While I'm having that conversation, in most shops, there are three or four people sitting out there in the lobby waiting their turn. And I want them to overhear what I do because they might have a problem. They might be a small business owner, and they might have the very problem that I have a solution to. And if they overhear that, then it might lead to an existing continuing conversation. But the big picture is I want to educate that barber because I know this for a fact, that when I leave and later in the day and tomorrow and for the remainder of the week, he's going to have someone in that chair. And I always envision, and I know it's got to happen, is I want him to have my card. I want him to have some brochures. I want to educate this guy. And I simply want him to know what I do and who I help. Because it's just without a doubt that the next guy that walks in and sits in the chair just might be a small business owner or a self-employed person. And when they start their conversation, that is inevitable that they're going to do, and that person is going to talk about their problem. The barber's going to ask them, how's it going? They're going to start to talk about, well, I've got this tax situation, or I've got to hire and fire, and I'm a plumber. I don't know how to run a business, but now that I've gone into business for myself, I don't have time to be a plumber anymore. I've got to be a manager. I've got to be an HR director. I've got to be a personnel director. I've got to be a tax specialist. I've got to know all of the laws, and I don't know who to ask. And that's the perfect educational opportunity for that barber to simply say, hey, here's a guy's card. Here's a lady's card. They were just in here a couple of days ago, and I don't know a whole lot, but it sounds to me like you need to talk to this person. And to me, that's just the best thing, just like that blends right in with what Melissa was talking about. Going out, educating people, making friends, letting people know, and I'm not selling anybody anything, but I'm helping a lot of people. And if that's the something I would like to leave you with here that we picked up. And the economy today is in the news, and it can either be, as Nick Serba says, it can be a reason or it can be an excuse. That's true with almost anything. And one of the greatest things I've learned in listening to Nick Serba's great presentations is the very thing that can be one person's excuse not to do something is your absolute reason to go ahead and do it. If we wanted to make the economy an excuse, I'm guilty of it. We're all guilty of it. Man, people are going to cancel. People can't afford this. And you can get that stinking, thinking, doubtful thing going on. We're all guilty of that. We wouldn't be human beings if we weren't. But the economy's bad. People aren't going to buy. People aren't going to keep it if they buy, and so on. But I also, one of my great leaders right here, our leader, Mr. Ken Moore, shared with me some time ago, and it's one of the things I'll always remember of. And Mr. Moore will join in right here as we're reaching on the end of the call, Mr. Moore. But the story of the man back in the Depression selling hot dogs on the corner.
Oh, yeah. That's the same old story. Many people have heard it. This guy's standing beside the road, and he's just hot dogs, good hot dogs, and he was just selling them at a ton. So he put in a bigger stove, He got more buns. He increased his hamburger order. He was just doing great. But his son's way to college, and quick as his son comes home, he said, Dad, man, don't you realize there's a depression going on? And the guy didn't have time to listen to the radio or watch TV, and so he started listening to the radio, listening to his son, and thought, man, had a big sign down the road, and he took his sign down, cut his money order down, his hamburger. And sure enough, the business went to pop because he started listening to the negative instead of the positive. And all we got to do, Bob, is just keep on saying good hot dogs. And we keep putting those good hot dogs out, and people coming back. Yeah. And that's the way it's prepaid. When the negative comes by, do the Benjamin Franklin close. Take your no legal pad and draw a line down the center. Put the positive on one side, the negative on the other, and you'll come out better positive every time. And who wants to quit positive for negative, right?
Absolutely. And this morning in a school enrollment, for one of the first times, seriously, I think every head in the room was nodding positive when I told them, I understand the economy, and I understand, it's all in the news and all of that, but do your problems go away? And when I leave here today, I can either leave you with your $200 an hour problem or an 80 cent per day solution. And,
they wanted a solution, didn't they?
And when we hear from the law firms, the call volume is actually even going up, and they're asking about things like, well, what if I lose my car, or what if I'm behind on my car payment? What if I decide to refinance my house? They're asking questions, according to our law firm, that are signs of the times. So it just means that this membership and this help that we can give people is needed more than ever. And Fran Tarkington, to everyone all down through the small business trainers, we all kind of preach that, and Fran says it himself, to take off your sales hat and put on your helping hat, and then you all have heard some of the great sales trainers in the world talk about the more people you help, the more you get yourself. So that is
Bob, there's one thing I've always said, and it's absolutely 1,000% true. There's just really two things people want to know from a presentation. What will it do for me, and how much is it going to cost me?
There you go.
You answer those two questions. You got the sale, you made a friend, you helped the people with the problem.
And with that, Mr. Moore and Randy Moore, I'll turn it back over to you, and I'm looking forward to our 9 o'clock call coming up in about 30 minutes. Why don't you tell the folks about that?
Bob, thank you for that, and maybe you and I'll talk early in the morning. And appreciate
Absolutely.
You being, you did a good job tonight. We appreciate it, and I'll turn it back to Randy. Just remember, folks, keep putting God first, prepaid a third, and put your family in between there, and you'll have a good sandwich.
We are there.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. I want to thank Ms. Wilder for being on. I also want to make sure that everyone is on the 9 p.m. Central call, one we'll be doing next. We have Mr. Mike Riches, which is a brand-new Millionaire Club member in prepaid legal. Also, we'll be going over the brand-new announcements made within prepaid for the month of August. I think everyone's going to be very, very excited about those. With that, again, Bob, I want to thank you, Mr. Griffin, for being on the call. Look forward to hearing you again the second Monday of next month when we do your small business training call once again. Thank you, Mr. Griffin.
And, Randy, we might you might include that on the next call, but the email notice out today about the kind of the last opportunity to register for Las Vegas.
I have that on my list.
Very good. All right, great.
I sure do.
Great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right.
Appreciate it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.